flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a ton to get into today. One part of this game in particular, I think some people that are supposed to be smart are making a mistake on this one. We'll get to that. Your phone calls all show long. Jason Kelce had some really interesting things to say this morning. We'll let you hear those. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, fellas, ain't nothing wrong with being a guy that cleans the house and makes the food. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Why are you laughing, Joe?
I just.
I'm just saying.
Well, I was thinking, first of all, we were having some of this discussion before, but you made me laugh because I do a lot of the cooking at home. I'm not a great cleaner, though. I don't handle that well.
I'm just saying, because there's a lot of guys, it's probably a lot of guys out there that struggle with that a little bit, especially when you know your wife is probably the primary. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, man, because, I mean, if she's helping the home and she's the one that's, you know, bringing in the bread. Hey, man, go ahead and clean up, dog.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
That's right.
Watch some kids, man, and make that meal.
And you got the smoker now, so you're good to go.
Hey, man, I've been smoking meats for days. But basically, I've been keeping it simple. I just been eating bacon lately.
Yeah, I mean, why not? That's what you do. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's, as you said all that, it made me kind of think about, you know, back seats and who's in charge and who's doing this. Different roles, right? There's different roles. There's different roles in a family, right? There's different roles on a team. And this year, for this particular Eagles team, it shifted a little bit, right? Instead of the primary conversation being about the quarterback and receivers, the primary conversation this year was about the running back. And that's for good reason. Saquon Barkley was amazing. One of the greatest running back seasons any of us have ever seen. And you know, when you think about what he accomplished this year, you start to put him in a very special tier, which is not just great Eagles players. We all know he's obviously one of the – I mean, Merrill's been saying this for weeks. He's the best Eagles running back of all time, and he's only been here 1 year. You watch his career, people are starting to say, hey, he cements this thing with a Super Bowl. You know, we're talking about a guy that's on the path now to the Hall of Fame.
Which is crazy.
It is, because the first 6 years of his career, talented, but obviously – you know, he didn't,
wasn't that impactful.
Yes, he wasn't putting it all together. He comes here and he puts it all together. But Hugh, here's the question now, because in my time at WIP, and there's been many, many, many great free agents that have come here to Philadelphia over the years, that have signed here, that have been acquired here. I mean, if you're old enough, obviously, you know, and I've been told this a lot when I've had conversations like this on the station, that Pete Rose, his impact to those Phillies teams all a million years ago, like that was awesome. But in the modern era, Hugh, the free agent that made the biggest difference around here is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper helped revive the Phillies from really dormant to what they've become. And I'm starting to wonder now, just with the reaction to Saquon, his impact on the field, Hugh Douglas, do you believe Saquon Barkley has surpassed Bryce Harper as a Philadelphia free agent signing?
I tell you what, man, and that's a That's a really good question. And as I think about that, I have to go back because I wasn't here when Bryce Harper got here. And I remember thinking, just from my perspective, I'm a long talk, just a little bit. But I remember there was a lot going on before Bryce came here, and the Phillies were kind of irrelevant.
Totally.
And he brought some juice back to the organization. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And we've seen what he's done in the season that they had where they made the run to the World Series and everything, didn't bring it home and all of that, but he was a huge impact for the Phillies. Saquon Barkley and what he's done, he's changed a lot. I think I gotta go Saquon. And I know it's probably not fair because when you look at what Bryce came into, he was kind of the only piece in that, you know, the young up and coming. Saquon came into a loaded roster, really. But man, the impact that Saquon has had, you can't deny what Saquon has been to this football team, man. He's been the glue. Like, real talk. Think about the tumultuous time that they had last year when all the speculation and all the rift between the quarterback. So let's call it what it is. It was a rift. And there was a team divided for whatever reason and all this other stuff. And he came in and he cemented all of that. He cemented all of that. So I got to go Saquon, man. And you, the simple fact that this guy went from sixth year in the NFL, seventh year, to start being talked about as a Hall of Famer, that's – I've never seen anything like it, man. Never seen anything like it.
So, look, a couple things that hit me right away. Number one is Saquon's impact was quicker. I mean, you're right about that. Now, there's differences, right? The Phillies were not ready when Bryce Harper got here. They had to build the team around him. They weren't ready. They really just had Reese and Noel at that point. They weren't ready. The Eagles were more ready to go win a lot of football games because they won a lot of football games anyway before this guy got here. So there's something to that. Hugh, I think Saquon's been amazing. He's been amazing. He's one of the greatest players in the sport. He's having an enormous impact. I mean, there's a reason why when you look at the Super Bowl MVP odds, he's above the quarterback. Right, like he's the and just look at the regular MVP. He's going to finish in the top five, and the receivers and quarterback and all that aren't. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player on a team that's in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. If you are that, you're damn special, and he is. But I can't. Here's where I'm at on this. 215-592-9494. Hugh, you mentioned that you lived the Bryce Harper thing from a distance, right? But you at least were. You were talking about the Braves every day, right, in the Atlanta. So you kind of saw the whole thing forming from a distance. I remember living the Bryce Harper thing night by night on my show at night, and then the last, you know, 6 years here in Philadelphia watching every game. What Bryce Harper did revived a franchise. What Saquon's done is been the cherry on top and the missing link, the glue. I think you're right about this, Hugh, too, the glue thing about Saquon. Mm-hmm. Because I think his ability to be a great player without an ego was what they needed. Because yeah. they have enough of those.
They had enough of those.
He had issues last year. So Saquon has been one of the most impactful free agent signings I could ever remember in any sport. But the way I view this is we are right now today at the moment we were when Bryce had Bedlam at the bank, which is what an impact. What moments, I would compare the run that Saquon had against to finish the Rams a little bit in the snow to the Bedlam at the Bank, like this all-time great, you know, Philadelphia sports moment. But he's got to win the Super Bowl. If Saquon, let me lay this out. Hugh, if Saquon runs for 170 yards and is the MVP against the Chiefs, he tops him, right? Because he's got a ring here and Bryce Harper doesn't. As of right now, I'm still going to give it to Bryce because I think the task was harder for him. He had to revive an entire franchise.
I give you that.
And get a bunch of his buddies to come play with him, right? And he did, and then they've been a contender for years. The Eagles were going to be pretty good anyway. Now, they went to a different level because of Saquon. Mm-hmm. That's what he's done here.
I give you that. But I look at it like this too, Joe. The Eagles, when you look at where they are in trying to get a championship, I feel like the Eagles are closer. It's been closer than the Phillies because of the fact that you brought up that Bryce had to get a couple of his friends here and everything. But it's starting to feel like, for a lot of people, and they probably don't want to admit this, but the window is closing. And it feels like as close as you were, you're starting to move further and further away. Because look at the offseason that the Phillies have had. They haven't done a whole lot.
I know.
And I know Bryce came in and he was that shot in the arm. But it feels to me like And this story is still being written, but the time is now for Saquon. And that's why I'm so bullish on feeling like he is that guy. Because, like I said yesterday, I feel like they're going to win this Super Bowl. And I feel like he and Jalen are going to be a big part of why that's going to happen. Dude, he's different. Like, to your point, you talk about we went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago with Boobie Miles. And he was a good running back. Mm-hmm. And then we went out and we got DeAndre Swift. He was good. But even I remember saying, even when he ran the ball, there felt like there was some meat left on the bone.
Yep.
Every time that he ran. It doesn't feel like that with Saquon.
No, he gets the meat.
He gets all the meat off the bone.
Every ounce.
And it's one of those things, man, where again, he has been the cement for this team, because this team, for whatever reason, was divided, and it has not fragmented at all. As a matter of fact, it's come together, and it's been a lot stronger. So, yeah, I think he is. You know, when you talk about the two, I got to give it to Saquon, man.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? The standard in this era for free agent signings, the biggest free agent signing, the best free agent signing any of these teams have made, is Bryce Harper on the Phillies. Has Saquon done enough already to surpass it? Listen to this conversation they were having on Get Up about Saquon. Not just, I mean, they were obviously doing a national show, but listen to the way they're framing him in NFL history as a great free agent signing.
We have to start having a conversation about the greatest free agent signings ever. You got Peyton Manning in Denver. Yeah. You got Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You got Reggie White once upon a
time
in Green Bay. Saquon Barkley goes right there. There is no way this team sniffs the Super Bowl without Saquon.
So there's one missing element to Mike. That's Mike Greenberg on Get Up. He's leaving something out. Reggie White won the Super Bowl with Green Bay.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl with Denver. And obviously Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. That's it. Like, if he wins the Super Bowl, and I'm watching next Sunday night, Saquon hold up the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, yeah. He's bona fide. It ain't no way you can argue
then
that.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, that tops
Bryce. That's bona fide. Yeah.
Especially, and look, this doesn't get brought up much, and I'm not ripping him for it because he's been mostly unreal in the playoffs, and you can only hit 460 for so long. Bryce Harper didn't have a big World Series. He didn't. None of the Phillies hit after Game 3, but Bryce Harper hit about 200 in that World Series. Like, that could be the separator. If Saquon can run for 150 against Spags' defense and beat Patrick Mahomes, then he's going to have. But as of now, as of today, he hasn't surpassed Bryce for me yet. Let's hear Ryan Clark Get Up as they continue the conversation about Saquon's impact here.
Absolutely not. And I can be honest, it was an underappreciated move for me. I always felt like the Philadelphia Eagles had a really good run game, whether it was Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift. I truly didn't understand how Saquon Barkley could elevate it to this point. He's a transcendent talent, and I believe I knew that when he was drafted second overall, but that's how bad the Giants organization was, that this dude, this sort of human, this sort of leader, this sort of teammate couldn't elevate the play of the people there. What he's done in Philadelphia for a running back, he's shown that when you have a difference maker at that position, it can carry you to a Super Bowl.
All right, well, he's right, and here they are now in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down here as Saquon Barkley is having an incredible first season as a free agent signing? Has he surpassed Bryce, who's held this mantle for a while now?
So I'm having a tougher time with this than almost anything we've done in a while. Because the first thing that my mind goes to is this run to the Super Bowl in comparison to, I think, what was the most fun Phillies run to a World Series, 2022. Mm-hmm. And I think you can look directly at Saquon and directly at Bryce Harper for both of those. Like, the reason, and you know, the unexpected part of the Phillies thing, too, and even this Eagles team, if you want to go back to the beginning of the season. But Bryce Harper made that fun, how amazing he was in that postseason. Saquon, the same thing, how amazing he was in this postseason. I think what tips the scale in Bryce Harper's favor is sort of, and I heard what Ryan Clark said, but the Eagles were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Miles Sanders.
Yep.
They were a stacked roster. The Eagles could be, they could have been a competitor this year. Maybe not a Super Bowl team, but a great team this year if Saquon wasn't here. I'm just, my head goes to what the Phillies were without Bryce Harper. And granted, it took a few years after we signed him.
But they were irrelevant.
But they were irrelevant. They didn't make the playoffs for a decade. And then all of a sudden, we found the face of our franchise in Bryce Harper. So I think if Saquon wins a ring, obviously that changes everything about how we view these two guys. But as of right now, I think I still have to give it to Bryce just because of the longevity and the impact on the franchise that he had.
215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley passed Bryce Harper as an all-time free agent Philly signing? Hugh, the one similarity between the two, I was thinking about this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you could do this more in baseball than any sport because you know when the player's about to get up. Like Bryce Harper, when it's a big moment, he's the kind of player you have to get to your TV, right? Like
No, you want to see his at-bat.
You don't want to miss it. And I felt this Sunday, So, you know, Hugh, we know we do the pregame show, right? And then I usually go home and watch the game. And I'll listen to the first quarter or so in the car ride home, and then I'll restart the game on DVR when I get home. But my kids have been really into this postseason run, right? So I got home, I restarted the game, and they were in a different room. And I knew at that point that Saquon had run for the 60-yard touchdown on the Eagles' first drive play of the game. And they weren't in the room. And I called my kids down because I wanted them to see it. Like, Saquon has become...
Must-see TV.
You don't want to miss any carry. It's almost like Bryce Harper's at-bats in big moments. Because any carry, he might go the distance.
Must-see TV. No, I get that. I get that. And I understand that. And I know a lot of people might not like what I'm saying. But this team, I feel like, was on the brink of being either or. And I will say this. I think that Saquon's going to help close it out. But he has been the galvanizing factor. And, man, just the simple fact that, you know, when you see – There's not been a time that I've been sitting with somebody that played the game that when he makes a play, you're looking at it and they say, wow. Even his teammates are talking about, wow, this guy's different. He went from being just another good player in the NFL in one season to being on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
The wildest part, before we go to the phone lines, is how ironic both stories are. Like, we took them from division rivals. And you think back now, like, How did the Nationals
the
not just
let that
keep
go?
Bryce
yeah.
Harper? Like, how did we know the Giants story? It's been played out a million times with Joe Shane. But like, and football's a little different because you need more. But like, how do you let these guys go to division rivals to play out the best part of their career?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You, Douglas. I see your agenda today.
What's my agenda?
Agenda, Douglas.
You're shopping around for a sugar mama so you can be a house husband. I see you're using this radio station to broadcast and advertise.
I have an agenda.
You see right
Kyle,
through this guy.
Kyle, don't you play into that, Kyle. I dare you.
You should have heard the names he was throwing out before the show. Pretty famous ladies out there. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh?
What?
Listen, I ain't gonna throw no shade at you, man. I support
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying. You know, a lot of guys struggle with that. I'm just saying, I wouldn't struggle with it. I wouldn't struggle. I know.
And Joe Giglio, please stop with your nonsense about how you cook. Tossing a salad, with tofu in it, it's not cooking. All right.
I am the cook at home, Chris. I mean, that's the bottom line, man. I make all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, guys. Let's get to the subject here. This is very difficult for me because you're literally asking me to split the baby. These are my two favorite athletes of my entire life, all right? 47 years. These are my top two. But, Hugh, there's always a but, right? But
always a but.
Of course, you guys know what side of this coin I'm going to fall on. It's Saquon. Listen, 2,000-yard regular rushing season, okay? That's not something that's done. I haven't seen, you know, that sort of level in his first year, okay? He is 29 yards away from breaking the single-season plus postseason rushing record, which is going to happen. Obviously, he would have broken a regular season rushing record had they let him play that last game. But here's the thing, guys. In the postseason, now granted, it's a shorter sampling size, but in the postseason, this year is all we've seen of Saquon. He showed up every single game. You tell me a game that he did not show up this postseason, and I'll wait, all right? Bryce can't say that. Bryce was a major part of the collapse against the Diamondbacks. That was one of the most kick-below-the-waist events we had in Philadelphia. Bryce was part of that. Bryce went cold. He stopped delivering. And, Joe, you're 100% correct. In your thought of after Super Bowl Sunday, it's a wrap. Kiss the baby. He will have the single season rushing record, which will include playoffs. He will be Super Bowl MVP. He will be world champion. And then he will be known as the greatest free agent signing in all of sports.
Mm. Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, if he's all a sports, then he's certainly above the Phillies star in Bryce Harper. Chris, good phone call. So, look, I do think the Super Bowl, that carries a lot of weight with all of us, but certainly in this discussion, a week from now, I might change my mind on this. As of now, he's got to do it. And I do give Bryce Harper does have an MVP, a National League regular season MVP. Now, a lot of us believe maybe Saquon should win the MVP this year. He's not going to win the MVP. They're going to give it to a quarterback, right?
Yeah, that's
so you kind of look at the ledger here of each what they've done. The way I view Saquon right now is at the level Bryce was after Bedlam at the Bank. He's the king, he's the top, he's the biggest reason. But he's got to go finish this thing. And I also give extra credit to Bryce Harper in this particular discussion in that he revived a franchise that was dormant.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When we were talking about this morning, that's the thing that I remember. Because I told you the what I remember about being out of town and talking and people talking about the Phillies. He was the one that got people back in the ballpark because attendance was waning at that point. There was a lot of off-the-field stuff that was going on. And he was the one that brought people back to the ballpark. But it's I might be a prisoner of the moment, but when
that's okay, it happens.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But when I think of the story of Saquon Barkley, the fact that now he's in one season, Joe, because you know when you talk about the Hall of Fame and the criteria for the Hall of Fame, he has changed his story. Like in 1 year. And like I said, I think he's going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Ain't no doubt in my mind they're going to do that. And he's going to be an integral part of that. He's different, man. He's a special guy. Bryce has been anointed the special one his whole year, his whole life. Saquon kind of fell into this. He fell into this. And that's why I feel like he's the one here in this city. He's the guy. He's that guy.
Well, you can't draw up a better first year. I mean, he had 2,000 yards, and he helped run them to the Super Bowl. And like our last caller said, every single playoff game, he's been incredible. Lamar's in West Philly. What's up, Lamar?
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old y'all are, y'all young whippersnappers, but y'all forget about T.O.? Y'all forgot about
it was a trade. It was a trade. They traded for T.O.
Yeah.
They trade with T.O., okay. What about Moses Malone?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a long time ago, Lamar.
Yeah, that's what I said. Your young whippersnappers and Moses helped win the title.
He was great,
you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But let's go to Bart. Y'all would compare Bart.
But I also thought that was a trade too. Didn't they get him for?
He's still whatever it is.
No, but Lamar, hold on. But, free agent signing. We're talking about free agent signing. They Moses was a trade here from the Rockets.
Yeah, I forget it was a trade or...
I think they gave up Caldwell Jones. I think it was a trade from the Rockets, you know, whenever that year was, early 80s. But go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, but whatever. But if Barkley wins it, then I guess you got to give it to him. It's right now, if you're going to go free agency, that's a joke y'all, we're working on, then it'd be neck and neck. Like Barkley and Harper be neck and neck, right? Then if Barkley wins, he got it. It's over.
But as of today, it's still Harper?
It's both. The second day.
Well, no, you got to pick one. I mean, that's the whole thing. You got to pick one.
Oh. I got to do nothing, dog. I got to pick
He said this is his
port. It's your truth, Lamar. I got you.
That's his porch.
Do what you want.
You're doing what he want to do.
Right. And you.
Yeah.
Stop with this millennial stuff. Because just because a woman might make the most money, that man is still the breadwinner. Not because he's not making the money.
I triggered
it's
Lamar.
Because he's the man is supposed to be the head of the house.
No, see, Lamar, we're playing semantics now. I didn't say head of the household. No. Wait a minute, listen to what I said, Lamar. I never said he wasn't the head of the household. I said if she's the breadwinner, ain't nothing wrong with being a guy that cooks and cleans. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I didn't say nothing about you not the head of the household.
I cook. And I'm not the head of my household. I'm second in command.
You don't want that smoke today.
Nope.
But I never said that. I never said that you took a backseat to your wife. I just said she make more money.
So that's the problem with relationships now. If the woman it brings in the money, she don't work. She makes the money.
He
still do the womanly things.
All right, see you, Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar. Wait, you open this can of worms. This one's on you.
Lamar. See, he got triggered when I said if she's making more money.
Yeah.
She can make more money, you can still be the head of the household if you putting it down. But if you ain't putting it down, you can't be the head of the household.
You do whatever you want in your house. How's that sound?
you stay out of this one, Joe, because I don't want you to get in no trouble. I got this, dog. I got this today.
Yeah, Hugh's got this one. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, there's also one more quick thing. Just quick thing. The reason I think free agency is different, and Lamar wanted to throw in trades. You know what free agency means, right? They chose to come here. Right? A trade, now, doesn't mean the player didn't want to be here, but a trade, a lot of times they have no say on it. They just get traded here. There's something extra about a player choosing to come to Philadelphia. Bryce Harper chose the Phillies. Saquon Barkley chose the Eagles. That adds to it. 215-592-9494. What do you come down on this? I think Saquon Barkley needs to win the Super Bowl to surpass Bryce Harper in terms of best Philadelphia free agent signings. Has he already done it? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Plus, more on the impact Saquon's had, not just here, but the league. And we got a prize to give away. A little Hughes Clues coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.